Hello, my name is Dylan Kelly here. I have autism, but what is the happiest and more in my life? About the awesome event of Ogden Arts Festival, it looks kind of fun.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined? Well, I can tell you that I never imagined myself to be in information technology. That's usually for like geeks and, you know, people that are into gadgets, and I'm neither. But I do work in information technology, and I actually have worked in it for some of the biggest companies in the world, Coca-Cola, Home Depot. I'm currently working for Marriott. So I never would have thought I'd be working in IT when I was a youngster, a teenager. Anyway, so for the next person, my question is, what is your impression of mass transit, and why do you think it's so much more popular in the East versus the West?
Mass transit would be awesome out here. I think Salt Lake City does a fairly good job of being able to move people not using cars, but they do stop early, which is pretty frustrating. Why is it more prevalent in the East? Probably because it's older and more established. Things are closer together. As things moved westward, we're able to expand and use more land, and we had better technology as time went on, so we're able to maybe do away with some of the older modes of transportation. I don't know. All right, the next question is, how did you meet your best friend?
Well, I met my best friend in South Carolina, Westminster, running. So I was an early morning runner and came across my best friend who was also running, and we decided to meet every morning at 5:15 and run together, and that's how we became best friends. And that was about 17 years ago. Running, the sport of running, is how I met my best friend. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
I feel like this question is impossible to answer because I did not imagine how my life would be ever, really, because I was too young. I guess I was a baby. You can't really imagine how your life's going to be when you're born. And I'm still 18, so there's still a lot to go. That's, I guess, the best I can do. So, stranger, what traditions have been passed down in your family?
For me, the one that comes to mind is, I come from a Dutch immigrant background. Sauerkraut. Simple enough. So I still have, getting a little emotional, but I have my grandfather's stone kraut urn. I remember him slicing the cabbage and then pounding it down, and pickling salt. Another layer till it's full. And then the weighted lid and the cheesecloth. And I remember that just sitting there. And so he has definitely passed on, but we still make it. We still do that. It's a connection to a past that I love, that I cherish. The question I'm gonna ask to the next person is, what's the hardest or the best thing about growing up?
The hardest thing about growing up is growing up. You don't get to play dress up anymore, act like a superhero. It just sucks. I don't think there's anything good about growing up. Maybe meeting your other half, your lover or something, but no, there's nothing good about growing up. I hate growing up. The next question is, what was the happiest moment of your life?
My happiest moment is the day that I gave birth to all three of my kids. To be able to see them happy and healthy and, you know, grow into the people they are now, but they started out so helpless and small and beautiful and pink and perfect. So that's my happiest moment. And your next question is, where do you see yourself in 10 to 20 years?
In 10 years, I pretty much see myself where I'm at now. Life's fantastic. We live in Ogden. We're at the Arts Festival doing things that we like and enjoy. I get to camp as much as I can, have a beautiful wife. I think the whole goal is to find peace with yourself, and I was lucky enough to find that early on. Like I said, life's fantastic. In 20 years, maybe I'll be a little more wise in my relationships with people and and how I deal with the community. Sometimes I don't find myself involved in the community as much as I should. And then my dealings with people is sometimes I need to take a step back and look. So I think I already understand where I want to be in 20 years, but definitely a wiser person. And I don't think I can be happier because life's great.